You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to another edition of the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill for the second dollop of action at Dundalk this week on Friday, December the 8th. Hopefully conditions will be okay tonight, Dundalk. Obviously a lot of frost and snow around, which probably might have some kind of bearing on how the track will ride tonight. They'll probably have to go in a little bit deeper. It's been riding quite slow there. I know the Racing Post consistently put standard, but I've been getting the track riding probably a second or two slower than what it normally does, times-wise. So just bear that in mind here this evening if you're following those who've got recent form. Competitive action, as always. Lots of big field handicaps, as ever. 4-5-2 on the field stuff. So winner finding is not going to be too easy. We begin with the 5:30, which is a 7-furlong maiden. Quite a few of these have run up to a fair standard already so far to date. Probably the pick of them is the 86-rated Port Lions from the Mickey Halford stable, of course, having debut here on the all-weather surface for one of the trainers that has to be feared here at this track. And that run behind Saxon Warrior, of course, we know is a genuine group performer. Last time when seen in August, has to be the pick on the bare bones of the form, given that some of these haven't probably run anywhere near that standard. Not hard to see this horse winning here. Obviously, the blinkers won for the first time last time, and led basically down to the furlong pole before just getting a little bit tired late on. Presume a positive ride will be very much the order of the day from Pat Smullen. And he's probably the most likely winner, Port Lions. But if you're looking for an each-way alternative, then I do think Cleburne will go here from the Darren Bunyan stable. I thought this horse performed to a fairly decent standard first time up when fourth behind the fast-finishing Quirizimi here last week. And I do like the way this horse kept on quite willingly late on, once headed by the horses that basically just were outpacing it inside the last couple of furlongs. It was more noticeable that this horse was sent off 7-2 second favourite. Clearly been doing some good things at home and they expected it to run well. And albeit it didn't justify its position in the market with regards to win, I thought the run was full of promise. So drawn one tonight, up in trip, I think Cleburne, around about 6-1 this morning, top price of William Hill, is where I'll be having my favour each way in the first.
Race two.
On to the second race, which is an apprentice contest over 7 furlongs, coming up at 6 o'clock. And once again, we have got plenty to talk about here. Most notably, Dinky Inti, who I do think has got a good chance of taking advantage of what I consider to be a little bit of a class drop here. 0-76 company, this horse performed quite well in last time out, behind the likes of Arborfield and Mr. Ormsby, and most notably, Silk Cravat, who justified a gamble when winning at a short price here on Wednesday in pretty easy fashion. I do think this horse is slightly disadvantaged as well by switching to the unfavourable inside of the track, but much better drawn tonight for a wide sweeping run down the middle. I do think Timothy Doyle's filly has got a good chance of getting its head in front at the fourth time of asking here at Dundalk, largely at the expense of Goodnight Irene, who ran well enough here the last day to suggest that she'll be in the thick of the action. Just slightly concerns me that she's now 9 wins without a victory, and that price is this morning. She doesn't make a massive amount of appeal at 2-1. So Dinky Inti, the each-way choice there in race number two.
Race number three.
On to division two then, of that 7-furlong apprentice handicap coming up at 6:30. And Free to Roam is the one I'd probably go with here. Only rated 45, this horse, but ran, I thought, much better than her current rating suggested last time out, when third behind Aggression, who, of course, has been in fantastic form of late for the Michael Callaghan stab. Now, Aggression, albeit, got beat here last week when trying to complete a quick double, actually ran in a much, much better race and was probably just outclassed more than anything else. But that performance, if Adrian McGuinness's charge can repeat it, surely up to a more favourable trip here tonight as well, over 7 furlongs, will suit this horse no end. Also nicely drawn around the inside. Hopefully Oshinor can get into a good track position early and make her qualities count down the line. She's certainly got enough form here on the all-weather to suggest that she should be right in the thick of the action, and she's the choice there in race number three.
Race four.
On to race number four then, which comes up at 7 o'clock. This is a two-year-old contest over six furlongs, and my nap in the night runs here in the shape of Snow Patch. Will, of course, we be an apt winner, considering that most of the country is shrouded in the white stuff, courtesy of the remnants of Hurricane Caroline, which has drifted in from the Atlantic over the last few days. And this horse has got perfectly favourable conditions here tonight, i.e. six furlongs, a nice draw, and some good runs recently behind it as well to back up this horse's profile here tonight. That run fourth behind War Hero two starts ago was the first indication really that this horse could be a genuine all-weather performer, because that time figure was really good. The Prendergast horse, which won that race, clocked a really good time, and albeit the Snow Patch couldn't quite go with the front two on that occasion, she kept on well enough to suggest that there's going to be plenty to come from her in the future. And that wasn't a bad run either here last week when I tipped her. I thought she got that race in safe keeping the other day over five furlongs, but the fast finish of Kura's Army literally just nutted her right on the line. She didn't stop though. It wasn't anything to do with the fact that she didn't get home. It was just the fact she just got outpaced more than anything else. But she's got a good draw, as I said, here tonight. She's likely to be raced prominently. We know she keeps on going down the stretch, and I didn't really feel as though there was that many others that were massively well handicapped or were open to a massive amount of improvement. So I'm expecting a big run of her here this morning. She was available back at 4-1 this morning, which looked a real tempting each way bet. It's hard to see not being there or thereabouts, and she's the nap of the night in the 7 o'clock.
Race 5.
On to the fifth race then, and we're on to the ever-continuing success story of Clear Skies. There certainly will be Clear Skies here tonight at Dundalk, judged by the forecast, and it could be well that she'll complete her five-timer. Given how easily she's been winning of late. However, this is the first time that she's going to be genuinely tested over a trip. We just don't know whether she'll stay or not. She certainly threatens to do because she settles well and she's got a good turn of foot. And if Donna can get her switched off and get into a good rhythm like she often does, then it wouldn't surprise me if she defies even another £10 weight rise. But without knowing, like I say, her capabilities of getting the trip, she just isn't any appeal tonight at 5-4. I mean, I've been backing her like at decent odds throughout the last few weeks, over 4-1, 5-2, 3-1s, and you feel as though sometimes you just keep going to the well too often with a horse like that. And I much prefer to sit on the fence here and play something each way that I'm pretty sure will be in the frame rather than going at a short price. And I think Elish Poor, one who fits the bill here, a winner over the mile and a half trip here the last day, only won by a head, but I thought was full value for that narrow winning margin, because throughout the last couple of furlongs, this horse was literally crying out for racing room and only got going in the latter stages. So I do think this horse has done well to only escape a very minimal penalty. We do know that this horse stays well here as well, having only got beat by a neck by Rashan when last tried over the 2 mile distance. So safe in the knowledge that this horse definitely stays the trip. He's in great form and he's available back each way around about 5-1 this morning. I'd prefer to go with Elish Poor from a place perspective rather than take a short price about the fav.
Race number 6.
On to the 8 o'clock then, which is a mile maiden. Not a particularly strong race here by anyone's standards, and Defira probably does set the standard here. Keen to see that run the other day behind Massa Labrensi. Just got nutted in the latter stages there, but that was off the back of a 185-day absence, and now in the Gerline stable, there's work very much for improvement on that fitness front. But I do quite like one in this race from an each-way perspective, and that's Pivotal Connections. Now, this horse, unfortunately, has been drawn stall 13 again, which dovetails the trap position that she was in the last day when finishing fifth behind Unpretentious. But that time figure of that race and the overall form, I think, is a fairly decent barometer regards a race of this nature tonight. And she'll definitely beat Curly Girl again, who simply plainly doesn't get the trip. You can forget William Durkin's charge, she just doesn't count. So you're only really looking at Worcester as the obvious each way alternative other than Pivotal Connection. And given that horse has been shipped away from the JJ O'Brien stable and now runs first time for Noel Kelly, that just kind of like shrouds me with doubt how much improvement might be forthcoming from the Duke of Marmalade gelding. So I'm going to go with Pivotal Connection here. Again, available back in a nice each-way price this morning, around about the 9 or 2 mark. With just normal-looking running, I'd expect that one to hit the frame at the very least.
Race 7.
On to the penultimate contest then. Probably the best race on the card with regards to quality. And Catchy Man is the most logical choice here, having run to a good standing on its last three starts. Winner two starts ago over seven furlongs. Was a tad disappointing last time out when sent off favourite over tonight's C&D. But to be fair, I think the winner's quite a useful horse, that Castaville. And Cascavel, and from the Robbie McNamara stable. So you'd certainly afford Mickey Halford's charge another chance. In mitigation, this horse did keep on willingly enough in second to suggest there are more riches to be gained further down the line. Should uphold the form with their Secret Wizard on the evidence of what I saw on that occasion. And even though, like I say, this race is chock full of old-timers that could easily bounce back to form, the likes of Glastonbury Song, Captain Joy and Gordon Law Byron, to name but three, I certainly expect Catchy Man to be running up to his usual level there in the 8:30.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, quite a complex looking concluding handicap over a mile. It wouldn't surprise me if his Diesel wins this race here tonight. She's been a little bit unlucky, stroke frustrating in the last two or three runs. Poor draws, bad track positions, trouble in running. It's just everything that could have gone wrong has gone wrong with Nolmead's filling. She's definitely worth another go for those who have shelled out quite a few quid on her in recent times. Honor Oak is another one that is threatening to win a race sooner rather than later. That run behind Set Off a Bay here the other day was certainly a good one on the time figures and has got a good draw here tonight. And you're throwing the likes of Midnight Mud Crabs, Spring's Gone, who's been knocking at the door, and good old Six Silver Lane, who's likely to cut out at the pace. This race does leave me a little bit cold with regards pinning me down to a final selection, but I'm going to give one more go to She's Diesel. Like I say, she is a frustrating character, albeit talented at the same time. She just needs a better looking running, and hopefully tonight with Colin Keane on board, taking over from Oshinor, she might just get that passage through gets her head in front here this evening. Thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join me again on Sunday when we're going to be taking a look at what should be a star-studded programme at Punchestown, of course, with the John Durkin being the main highlight. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.